Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. It's not officially summer yet, but the travel season gets underway this weekend. Airline officials say they're carrying more passengers than usual. Some experts are expecting big delays. If you're planning to drive instead of fly, look forward to clogged roads. High gas prices apparently are not discouraging travelers. Joining us is Bob Moon from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, let's look at air travel first. More passengers, big delays. Doesn't sound like a very happy beginning for the summer.
Well, actually, overall, the airlines are reporting that things are getting off to a relatively good start for those who got away early yesterday anyway. There were some pockets of weather delays to contend with in the Northeast and at busy O'Hare Airport in Chicago, but things went more smoothly in the West. Still, air travelers are being greeted by crowded airports and a lot fuller planes. At Dulles International outside Washington, D.C., for example, very long security lines have been reported. And that may just be a small harbinger of what we can expect as the summer progresses. Aviation experts say takeoffs are now getting back to the levels reached before the big terror attacks of 2001. They're expecting this vacation season could rival the kind of hectic travel rush that caused all kinds of headaches back in 2000, you may remember. That was the worst year on record for flight delays and cancellations. Got to say, though, that the last flight I took a few weeks ago was hassle-free both directions.
Well, this has got to be, I guess, good news for the airline industry, which has suffered so much in the last couple of years. Does it mean that in some way we're getting over the September 11th attacks, at least so far as our travel plans go? Do people have theories about this?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag, good news and bad news. You might say the planets have aligned for air travel. You've got bargain airfares, you've got the expansion of low-cost carriers, and there's been a tripling in the number of smaller regional jetliners that are being used. They allow the airlines to schedule flights more efficiently on the shorter routes, but they're also holding fewer people, and that makes for more crowded planes. That combined with cheaper fares, even in spite of some of the jet fuel surcharges that some of the airlines have tried to add, it's been hard to make those stick with the intense competition. The AP quotes Transportation Department Inspector General Kenneth Mead as saying the average airfare for a 1,000-mile flight is now $118. That's 20% cheaper than a similar ticket back in 2000. At the same time, the airlines have been laying off employees, and that's likely to contribute to the delays expected this year.
Gas prices and cars, Bob.
Yeah, you might think that that would be taking some people off the road, but you've got the auto club, the AAA, estimating that 37 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this weekend. That would be a 2% increase from last year.
Uh-huh.
And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at the latest growth market for standardized testing, pharmacy school.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.